Hello and welcome back to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to dive deep, minute by minute, into the cinematic adaptation of Frank Herbert's World of Dune. I'm one of your hosts, Zach.
And I'm John.
And John...
It's our last Friday episode.
What a momentous day. Last Friday.
Yeah.
Our last Friday episode.
The final Friday.
Oh, man. All right. Well, as with our it's kind of become a Friday tradition, we have a short episode this week. I think the last few Fridays that we've had have been short ones.
I'm thinking back. Last Friday was Paul looking at a wall.
Mm-hmm.
The Friday before that was Paul and Jessica walking up a dune.
Yeah.
The Friday before that was a crash land. No, putting on still suits.
Yeah. It's a lot of largely wordless minutes that have happened. And today is no exception. There are zero words in this minute. No words, just a lot of dramatic staring.
Yes. Lots of slow.
I think this entire minute might be in slow motion. At least the majority of it.
We're here for it.
I love it. So let's dive in, man. We are right on the coattails of Jameis falling down after being stabbed by Paul.
Yep.
Paul is kneeling over Jameis.
He's kind of just breathing heavily, and
he's got that thousand yard stare,
whimpering from the pain, maybe
groaning.
Yeah, groaning's more. It's not really a whimper.
I think the subtitles say groan. So,
yeah, just groans.
And
me every morning.
That's Paul is with him as he's exiting this world, and we finally get the stare off into the distance, the lifeless eyes of Jameis.
Yeah. And for the record, movie Paul is very clearly upset by this whole thing. He's not doing good either.
No.
I mean, he's not dying, but he's emotionally distraught by this.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of is the opposite of book Paul, in the sense, maybe from Jessica's perspective.
That is part of my book notes. I'll go ahead and spoil that one. It's the same.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. Fuck me then.
Well, so because while this minute is largely wordless, there's a lot of dialogue that happens in the book after Jameis is killed.
Sure.
Stilgar basically confronts him and asks why the hell he was toying with Jameis the whole time. And Paul says, I didn't want to kill him. I didn't want to do that.
I don't want it.
And Stilgar goes, oh, okay, that makes sense. He's basically gives them the whole you're very new to our ways. You'll learn eventually. Yeah. So, no, Paul in the books didn't want to kill him either. He wanted, it's been his whole goal since he started having his prescience is to become or to navigate through this world without
as little violence as possible.
He didn't want to, and Stilgar didn't understand that, so that's why he was thinking Paul was just being a real dick to Jameis before he killed him.
You know what Stilgar does understand, though? How all of the Fremen are immediately there with a plastic tarp to wrap Jameis up in.
Yep. Wasting zero time.
Every drop of water is precious.
Yep.
Blood has water in it.
And they start to wrap him up. We get, again, everything is kind of in slow motion at this point.
Do you think Fremen have seasonal jobs as gift wrappers at Macy's?
They would be really good at it.
Yeah.
I don't know what the Arakeen Macy's scene is like, if they're if they're struggling as much as the Earth Macy's is currently. If it's a franchise situation, it might hold out longer than a corporate.
I don't think Macy's franchises, though.
Probably not. Yeah, you're right. Dang. Well, I don't know. I don't know, man. But, department stores in general are taking a hit with the emergence of online shopping. So,
That's actually where the guild's money really comes from, is
e-commerce. Last mile delivery.
Yeah.
We know all about last mile.
I don't know shit.
That's fair. Chani's looking over at Paul. I couldn't decipher her look here. It looked like disbelief.
You're skipping something important here.
Am I?
So the Fremen wrap Paul or wrap Jameis up in the tarp. Paul turns away, saddened by everything, but we see the Fremen begin to show acceptance of Paul in this moment. As he's walking away from Jameis and the Fremen are walking towards Jameis to help, you know, prepare the body, they're all placing hands on his shoulders.
That shot is bookended by shots of Chani. You get one look of her looking at Paul.
Did I fuck that?
And then you get a bunch of hands.
Did I fuck my notes up? God damn it. Shit.
I took her look as like, she still doesn't quite believe in him yet.
Yeah. Even though he's proven himself.
Yeah. He's proved himself in combat, but she's still impressed, but not quite on.
She's impressed, belief. But not.
Yeah. Not quite on the, I believe you're the Messiah level.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. The Fremen, they seem to be accepting of him now. And there's, we get a bunch of pats on the back, and as Paul's walking away,
good job, buddy.
Yeah. Paul's clearly like in shock still about everything that's happened. He looks up at the camera effectively, and looks different. You know, he's got a callousness to him.
Yep.
Now, which I, you know, is probably to be expected with,
having just killed a man.
Yeah. And as far as movie Paul is concerned, your first killing. And one more shot of Chani looking hella intense, as Zendaya is wont to do. She's got a great intense face.
Yeah. She's just kind of like sliding down from the rock that she was sitting on.
Yeah.
She had clearly not expected this outcome.
No.
Given what she told him 5 minutes ago, but here we are.
Yeah.
And Paul just continues to make his way through the group of Fremen, and we end the minute with both of them just kind of looking up and locking eyes with each other.
Yep. Yep.
I will say this, and we talked about this a little bit last week, maybe the week before. Timothy Chalamet with the all fucked up hair and everything, really looking like Kyle MacLachlan.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
this whole sequence is just very
reminiscent. Very much so. I love it, too. I love the callbacks. I mean, that's just good continuity between the franchises. I know there's not been a whole lot of, like, callbacks to the 84 Lynch movie. A handful here and there.
Sure.
But this is definitely one where it's not outwardly stated or anything like that. But I think the people who were doing hair and makeup were like, yeah, hell yeah, let's make this happen. and that's where our minute ends, is right there. As we are wont to say, this was a very quick minute.
Yep.
But
even though it's still 60 seconds. It's
still 60 seconds, but again, this was just...
But is 60 seconds in slow-mo time really 60 seconds?
That's true. It would at least be 30 seconds. Yeah. Maybe less.
Depends on what they shot at.
What frame rate they're shooting at.
Because if they're shooting 120... Now we're down to 15.
It's true. Is that true?
Yes.
I thought it'd be 30. If they normally do 60 frames up to 120, a minute of 60.
Movies are not 60 frames.
They're 24.4. If we're talking about
now we're getting into a huge argument, because there are some people that are like, movies are 24, movies are 30, you know, and then.
That's true. It's true. Yeah. I was thinking, like, was it NT something, something? Broadcast versus PAL broadcasting, which one is 24.6 or something like that.
I don't
versus 30.
Yeah, it's
been a long time since I cared about this.
Yeah. Call up your brother.
Yeah, I know. He'll know. He'd know.
Zach's brother works in film and TV.
That's true. That's true. He does. Anyways, yes. So I think they took 60 or they probably took 15 to 30 seconds of actual footage, stretched it into 60.
Probably shot it at 60 frames and then cut it down to 30 frames for the actual. Because if they had done all of that at 120 frames, they'd have to all be moving super quickly and everything, and it would just look weird. So
yeah, or they just take smaller chunks of the 120 frame and stretch those out.
Maybe.
You know. Who knows? Not us, that's for sure. We're talking about stretching minutes out. we're stretching this one. So I got some book notes.
Yep.
Just a couple of book notes to drop in here.
In addition to the ones that we already dropped earlier.
Yeah, that's very true.
About Paul not wanting to kill Jameis.
Yeah. So if you can believe it.
I can't.
The Fremen wrap up the body quicker in the book than they do the movie. Like, Jameis is barely stopped moving on the ground before they have wrapped him up.
I mean, look, water's precious.
Yeah. Like, I want to know the people who were like on the sidelines with the tarp, just ready, just watching, like, whoever falls, we're wrapping them up.
Who do you think? All right. Who do you think is faster, an F1 pit crew or Fremen wrapping a dead body?
That's tough. I'm gonna maybe say Fremen on this one.
Yeah.
yeah, that's real tough. I don't know. But it is that level of speed that they're talking about. As Paul is getting his, like, hey, welcome to the club, buddy, pats on the back from the Fremen.
Yep.
One of the Fremen remarks, him against Jameis and not a scratch on him. Just as like a, wow, this kid is, he knows what he's doing.
At least on Al-Gaib.
Yeah, right. I mean, that definitely playing into the prophecy. No one expected Paul to be trained in this way. They have not seen this level of training, especially from a 15-year-old kid.
Yeah.
So everyone's super, super, super impressed. And that is all I'll say.
That's where we're going to leave it for now.
That's where we're going to leave it. I got one more day of book notes before I can't say anything else. So we'll do that on Monday. How's that?
All right. Well, for a final Friday,
you know
what we got to do.
How?
The Shai Hulud scale.
How would you rate this week, John?
This is at worst a solid like 8.5, 9. At worst.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you there. This is what the movie's built up to.
It is built up to, this is act three. We are built up to the end.
Yep.
And the choreography, I completely forgot too earlier. One thing I didn't mention was the lack of music during the fight and how.
See, I didn't even notice it. That's how good it was.
And how just like visceral that entire scene is, where all you hear are the grunts and the like slaps of arms against each other and like, fuck.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah. Probably one of my favorite fight scenes in any movie. I know it's a quick one, but it is such a good fight scene.
I know that the fight between Paul and Fade Rautha is much more on people's minds now.
Yeah.
Than this one. But I like this fight so much more.
Yeah. I was going to say the only one that would maybe be a contender for me is the Neo subway fight in The Matrix.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's such a good fight scene.
Yeah. To me,
the fight that brings him out, brings about the amount of like pressure and tension, though,
mm-hmm.
is the fight in the top of the tower at the end of Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, sure. Sure. Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Because that one is like, like that's the same amount of like
yeah.
fucking tension and stress.
Yeah, that's very true. So this is up there. I mean, this is up there in, you know, in the echelon of great fights.
Yeah.
It's on my Mount Fightmore.
My All right, dude. You're out of here.
That is a joke shamelessly stolen from The Greatest Generation.
I'm just doing these last episodes of the podcast by myself. You're all done. Right,
that's fine.
All right. Speaking of last episodes of the podcast.
Yep.
Next week's going to be a little short.
Yep. Just as a friendly heads up, we are almost out of minutes.
Yeah.
We've made the executive decision that we are not going to be going through all 10 minutes of the credits. But we will have some special shout outs that we've selected.
Yep.
And just kind of a nice little wrap up. So I believe Wednesday next week will be our last episode of this season.
Yeah. Fret not, though. We've got some fun things to talk about.
We got some
goodies. We'll get there. Yeah. We still have some minutes of the movie, and we will see you next week. As always, though, you can find us online. On Instagram, we are at the Dune Minute. On Twitter, we are at Dune Minute. On Blue Sky, we are at Dune Minute. And you can email DuneMinute@gmail.com if you'd like to get in touch with us. Whether you're listening to this now when it goes live or later on in the future, mm-hmm. we're always keeping an eye on our socials. So
that's right.
Don't hesitate to reach out. We'll be back on Monday with the last few minutes of Dune Part 1.
All right. See you then.